Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode number 2 of A Girl and a Gay, starring our girl, Miss Rachel Ward.
Hello, hello. Happy to be here. And always, we're also starring Daniel Cusimano, our gay.
How are you guys? I am so pumped for today's episode, honestly. I'm literally ready for it.
I feel so good. We just did this intro, you guys, 4 times. And we're having insane technical difficulties, but I think we finally got it. So thank God.
How did we do so good the first time, where it was literally sit down, film, done in like literally 40 minutes, and like now we're like struggling.
And now we're insanely struggling. I don't know. But needless to say, you guys, we are so excited about this. We're happy to be here for episode 2. I got overloaded with DMs of people being like, we just feel like we're sitting down with you guys and talking. We feel like we're on FaceTime together and that you're our best friends and we are your best friends. So we're happy to be here.
I know. We are.
Literally.
Well, okay, Rachel, tell them what we're talking about today. I mean, given they should be able to read the title, like if they don't, like rest in peace. But hey, give the girls, gays, everyone a little piece of what we're talking about
today. I'm really excited for this episode because we are, you guys, we are breaking down everything Hot Girl Summer. Like I'm talking, we had you guys submit questions to us. We have laid out our structure. We are taking you through how Daniel is planning his Hot Girl Summer. We are taking you through how I am planning my Hot Girl Summer. And we're going to spill some tea. We're going to spill some secrets. We're going to give you our tips and tricks. And I'm excited because it's kind of like perfect timing. The first day of summer was actually 2 days ago. So we're not really missing the mark.
Look at us like, being such right good there. Little podcasters, huh?
We are timely. We did that. So, Daniel, before we get into Hot Girl Summer, do you have any quick, you know, 2 to 3 minute life updates for me?
God, and we can go through really our life updates. Because you always know it's a lot with me, bitch. Number one, for everybody who watched episode 1, Zane watched the podcast, everybody, and live tweeted me during it. Zane, if you're watching this one, you're not going to get as much airtime, baby. So rest in peace. But he literally, guys, so sweet. He literally was like, I'm such a douche. Red flag, red flag, red flag. I would have dropped me too. And we stand a man who, you know, understands that he was a douchebag and was doing shitty things. There was that on that. I just did a little stay hydration day at Margaritaville where I had a liquid IV put in me. We relaxed, had free dinner. And that was bomb ass time, which Rachel should have come to. But she was busy because, you know, Miss Girl is booked and booked. Last thing to catch up, I ended things with a guy who did not know boundaries, and he's probably going to watch this as well. And we're going to get into that, setting boundaries and having Hot Girl Summer, because that's what it's all about, baby. And that's my little quick little catch up for y'all, Miss Reggie. What did you tell the people? Come on, give us the tea.
Honestly, the last time we chatted, I was about to head out to New York, I think, for Justin Bieber. Went to New York. That mother effing state leaves me broken every time I go there. Every time I go to New York City, I leave and I have no money. I have no I have no brain cells left in my brain. Like, I cannot function every time I leave that city. Flew my ass all the way to New York to see Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber then posted, while I was in the air.
That hurts.
While I was on the plane in the air, he released his video of how his face wasn't working. And that's
Is it working
really,
now? Is it
I think
on?
It might be working now. I don't know. I honest to God, I was really only cared about like my concert that I was supposed to go to. I'm assuming the rest of his tour is like postponed, but anywho, went to New York, had a time, didn't see Justin Bieber, had fun nonetheless, came back. And now I think this is a good segue into our topic of Hot Girl Summer, because I'm officially starting my Hot Girl Summer / my glow up. You guys, when I tell you, I have this written down into my diary. I have it written down on post-it notes. I have a 3-phased hot girl / glow up summer that I'm going through.
And I haven't even heard this though. So like, I think we're approaching hot girl summer differently. So I'm so excited to like, I'm excited to hear this because the glow up summer, I already told Rachel, I was like, bitch, you already look hot. What do you mean glow up? Where are we glowing up to? I'm like, bitch, I don't understand.
So let's get one thing straight. Okay, you can have a glow up summer and a hot girl summer at the same time. Daniel and I were catching up before we hit record, and I told him I felt like I was entering an era of my life where I like don't know. I just like don't know if I want to like spend my entire summer in a packed, crowded bar where I don't know anyone. And I'm just in the mood to glow up. Like I'm just in the mood to do a little bit of a glow up. So I have three phases. Phase one is getting my ass back in the gym. So I'm going to Orange Theory all the time. Always I'm also there. Always.
Always
that I'm place like, I'm like, kicks I'm
like,
my ass. A
brand deal. No, you do. You're like this. Literally, this thing takes my soul like six to what? That's five times a week. Every time on the phone, like, when Orange Theory, I'll call you after. I'm like, bitch, just fucking apply for rent at that point. Like, I can't.
I know. I owe them rent, but actually, they charge me so much money a month. I basically am paying them rent because it's so expensive. So, anyways, my first phase was Orange Theory and upgrading my work from home space because a lot of people, a lot of the listeners actually don't know that I have a regular full time job. I work at in an advertising agency. Yes, Daniel. Oh my God. Daniel's like, quit your job. But Daniel hates my job because it literally eats me alive.
It does. And man? I'm like, I'm working for me. Let's go to Cabo. And she's like, I'm working. And I was like, I don't give a fuck.
I could work from home from Cabo, but literally, I'm not kidding you guys. I have to put my iPhone on Do Not Disturb all day because Daniel calls my ass four times a day. And I literally am always in a meeting. I'm like, can't talk in a meeting. And he's like, I hate your job every single time. Like, that is the conversation that happens four times a day.
If it rings more than twice, I literally hang up and I'm like, yes, I know you're in a meeting. Like, I try to save you the text because, like, I know it's going on. And I'm like, this job has you on a fucking leash and I'm pissed.
I know. I need to be better about it, honestly. But we are going to plan a trip to Atlantis. Anyways, I digress. Orange Theory and upgrading my work from home space was phase one. So I got a standing desk and I'm going to get a treadmill to go under my desk. Yeah, I'm going balls to the wall. I'm going all out. Phase two of my hot girl summer is, you know what? I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm going to get my Botox again. I am going to get my lip filler again. I am gonna get Botox in my jaw for my TMJ. I know I'm oversharing on this podcast already, but I don't care. Phase two is gonna be like all the cosmetic stuff that I want to get done, and I have no shame in it. I'm gonna get it done, and I'm gonna feel good about myself, so as I should.
And see, here's the thing, is that's what matters, and I think there's such a stigmatism, right, around getting filler done, around getting Botox, around getting whatever done. At the end of the day, it goes back to the age-old saying that it's mm-hmm. like it does not matter what people do with their body or what they want to freaking do. If that makes them feel more confident and if that makes them feel better, shut up. Like, I'm so over people literally rolling eyes of, oh my God, like Botox and this and that, and go for the all natural. If you want to do all natural, bitch, go for it. If I want to plump my lips up to freaking Jesus himself, I'm gonna do it. So, bitch, I'm all for
Thank you.
You. Like, respect it. It's like, listen, do what you need to do that makes you feel most beautiful, most, like, pretty, all that jazz. And it's like, I support you regardless, bitch.
Thank you. And I think you make such a good point because I feel like women, too, are so slammed for, like, oh, she has so much work done. Or, but it's like, if you don't get work done, then, like, you need work done. But if you get work done, then you're fake. And it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, I am never going to shade or come down on anyone that wants to get work done. Cause it's just Thank like, you. And this is going to go into your whole thing, Daniel, about being like knowing your worth and being confident. It's like at the end of the day, if it makes you happy, then just get it done.
Thank
like
you.
If it makes you more confident, then you by all means should be getting it done. So anyways, phase two of my hot girl summer is my glow up, all my cosmetic stuff. And then phase three, honestly, wasn't really a phase three. It was just like doing my podcast with Daniel. Phase three was just like doing things that make me happy and focusing on things that make me happy, which is doing this podcast with Daniel. It's spending time with people that I actually like really truly care about, as opposed to standing in a packed bar with nobody I know and nobody I really care about. I'm really focusing on like protecting my peace this summer and this year. And it starts with just doing things that make me happy and that are important to me, and spending time with people that are important to me. And like, to be honest, that's kind of only a few people, and I'm okay with that. And yeah, that's kind of like phase three for me.
Well, because I feel like, though, especially in the LA lifestyle, right, like it's always like, what event are you going to, who are you going with, how many people, what parties are, blah blah blah. And so you lose a lot of like your sight in yourself. And I mean, even though I'm not in LA, like I find myself in that, like,
you see it
parties and events, and you're like, oh my God, like I should be doing that, blah blah blah. And then you just find yourself dragging your ass to places you don't want to go to, just being like, when can I go home, open up a freaking thing of Ben and Jerry's and watch my movie. Like, the amount of time I fantasize about that, oh,
Like, Daniel, you could not have said it better, because, like, you see it from afar, right? Like, you see it from a distance. You see it not living in LA, and you're like, wow, I, you know, like, sometimes you probably are, like, in Florida, and you're like, I should be in LA, and I should be doing all those things.
Yes.
But then you're me, and you're actually in LA, and you're either, one, invited to them, and I go, and I have a miserable time, because I don't know anyone there. All I'm expected to do is post and kind of like fake things sometimes. And it's just like everyone's there for the wrong reasons. And then sometimes I'm just so uncomfortable. And I don't know. I don't want to like spill too much tea, but sometimes those events are just not for me at the end of the day. So it's good to just have a reality check. That's why I like keeping up with you. That's why I like keeping up with Nick and Matt and Sophia and people who are not so centralized to LA, because I just sometimes feel like it gets so saturated with so much stuff here. I just am like, I gotta get out. Like, well, I have to find
like,
a way out.
I feel like I even try to keep myself booked and busy, but it's even then, like, I'm not even in the LA scene and yet I'm exhausted. So like, I know if I was like in the LA scene, like, oh my gosh, like it is just like people going to this and they and like all of the events, and I'm like, gosh,
nonstop.
Like, I don't know how, I like genuinely do not know how they're doing it. Like, I understand grinding, baby, and doing what you got to do to get to where you need to go, but also like, there's a time you need to take a step back and breathe and do your thing. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it kind of goes into like my thing of like what I want to do for like a hot girl summer, which is literally like confidence and self-worth. And this is so big. And like, I was a person where I was always like confident. I just like, you know who you are. And especially like after doing like, you know, the circle and just coming out and all that stuff. Like, I'm really like, I know who I am. I know what I want. I know what I can give to someone in this world. And it's like, I will never go down from that. So my little tips and tricks to the girlies, the girls, gays, everybody that's watching this, is literally like, look at yourself in the mirror, know what you'd be willing to give to any situation, any person, anything in life, and never waver from that. And like, confidence is just the most thing. I don't put up with people's shit. I mean, I was telling Rachel, gosh, I was I was talking to like what these guys on Tinder, and I literally screenshotted Rachel. It's so funny. Actually, I'm gonna pull it up for everybody. I have to pull
you guys, let Daniel pull these up, because I cannot tell you, like, when Daniel is like giving his all, like, dating apps require energy, right? Like, you want to be witty, you want to be funny, you want to put your best foot forward when you're getting these matches on dating apps. And Daniel's doing exactly this. And when I tell you this, these men are giving Daniel absolutely nothing. It's like, nothing. King, give us nothing.
Give us nothing. So like, let me read you two instances, right? And by the way, this is another thing. It does not take a lot of effort to put in effort sometimes. Really does not. So first guy up, it's Jude. And I said, I was like, not sure if it's the red or green flag that you have three different sets of headphones in your photo. And I don't know how to feel about this. And I did dot, 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 like whatever, laughing emoji. Homeboy literally responds with, ha, ha, ha. As to I respond, thank you for the most riveting response I've ever received. Guess what?
Like,
he unmatched me a day or two later. And then a day or two later, I matched with this next guy, Brandon. And I said, the cross plus Playboy bunny shirt, honestly, is the most stylish thing I've ever seen. His response, copied and paste, bitch. It was, ha, ha, ha. I said, thank you for the most riveting response I have ever received. And then he apologized. He's like, oh my God, like this, that, the other thing. I'm like, no, F you. You're like...
No, there's so much wrong with this, you guys. Like, why do men think? Are they thinking? why do men, period? That's the only question I have.
Is that but Rach, you know this. These are the same men who will literally go to their besties and be like, why am I single? Like, why am I this and why am I that?
I'm
like, because you literally don't put an effort. And again, this all ties into having a hot girl summer of knowing my worth. I could have, past Daniel would have literally like tried to keep the conversation going and said something else and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But Daniel going into hot girl summer, it's very much like, oh, fuck no. I was like, I know who I am. I know what I have to bring to the table. You're going to give me ha, 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 nothing. And you expect like something in response to that. No, I'm going to call your ass out for being a bitch, for literally being like putting in the effort. Don't match with me at that point. Don't match, unmatch me. Like,
off the dating apps. You don't belong to be on dating apps unless you're going to actually provide, like, what were they looking for? I have so many questions. Like, this is why This is why so many times I hate men. Like, I have such an issue with that.
100%. But I'm just like, I literally look back at myself. I was like, okay, like maybe like old Daniel like would have gone for it. I was like, no, but like this summer, it is going to be confidence. I know my self-worth. I know I deserve more of a response than a ha ha ha. And I'm not just saying this for relations. I'm saying this when you go into your job, when you go into your friendships. I'm even dealing with a situation right now with a friend where it's like I'm putting in a lot of effort for like a certain thing, like for even just our housing, like trying to get us like to sign leases and blah, blah. Girl does not respond to me in a week. I'm calling her. I'm texting her. I have a leasing office call me. And I'm like, babes, she is so close to being one strike in, or one more strike and this bitch is done for me. Because I'm like, I know my self-worth. I know my time. I know my freaking energy. And I'm not going to put that into people that aren't going to give it back to me. And that is okay.
Exactly.
You have to listen to a lot of people along the road, bitch. Sometimes they're fucking dead weight. And that's what hot girl summer is.
No, 100%. And here's the thing about housing too, or anything in life, like a job, like job interview, or when you're interviewing someone for a job or a housing situation and you're putting in all this energy and work and you're not receiving the same back, that is such a red flag. It can be anything from housing to jobs to relationships to friendships. When they're not giving you the same energy back, that is such a red flag, especially from the start with someone.
Who
knows what they're going to pull later on. So it's like, that's just I feel like that's such a good theme for all of Hot Girl Summer, is like matching people's energy. Match people's energy, especially in the dating world, you know?
Matching people's energy is just the easiest way to know you are not doing too much or too little. It is just the perfect amount of being like, yes, like I'm matching the energy. What you're going to like. So if you want to give me nothing, bitch, I'm going to give you nothing. And then don't be crying when you're like, why is Daniel not giving what needs to be given? And I'm like, 100%. Because you're literally like an ass. I don't know. It's just people make it seem like it is so hard. And I was like, it's not. Like, I always said this. Actually just recently used this analogy with a guy. I always said this. I said, I don't want to get into a boat that is already rocky. And this is with friendships. This is with relationships. Yeah. This is with people in your life. Like, if you are realizing that this boat that you are in is rocking, bitch, don't freaking get in it. Yeah. And because it's like, you shouldn't be starting off shit like that at all. And my last piece of advice for Hot Girl Summer is pushing the envelope, is doing something you wouldn't normally do. Now, again, I just did Margaritaville, and I hate needles. I used to cry under a table. Like, I was that bitch. Like, I would sob. Like, I do not do that. And they were like, hey, we can do, like, a liquid IV for you, blah, blah, blah. I was with Alyssa from Big Brother, and I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
F it. Hot Girl Summer. Push the envelope. Do a little bit more than you usually would. And I did it, and it was a fun time. I was like, hell, like, if I'm with my besties, like, I would probably, like, do this again, blah, blah, blah. And it was just, like, it made me happy. And it made me more confident in myself. Because I said, look at me go. I did something I normally wouldn't do. And you can start off small. Whether it's, like, just go out for a walk. Or go out for, like, a little 10-minute run. Just pushing that envelope every day. Trying your best to be like, I did something new. It builds up a sense of confidence. It makes you feel better about ourselves. And I think that is how we have to be going into Hot Girl Summer. Confidence. Knowing our self-worth. Knowing what we need and what we need to thrive. And that's how we're going to fucking kill it this summer. Point blank with a period. Point blank.
Yes, I love that so much, you guys. Now that Daniel has said that out loud, I want you, if you listen all the way through this episode, DM us the little things or tag us in an Instagram story and like, show us how you're pushing the envelope for your Hot Girl Summer. Show us what you're doing that is not something that you a week ago or a month ago or a year ago would have done, but you're committed to Hot Girl Summer and you're going to do something different this year, because we all are, and I'm really proud of us.
I am. And it just really, like, I was so happy and I didn't know why. I was like, literally like, oh my God, I'm so proud of myself. Like, it was something so small. It really wasn't that deep. Like, I literally had a needle in my arm, but I was like so ecstatic. And it just made me be like, yeah, like I can do that. Like, I'm going to keep pushing the envelope or keep doing this and blah, blah. So that's what we're going to be doing this summer, ladies and gents.
I love that so much. You said that so well, Daniel. We are going to move into more advice, aka our Q&A segment of Hot Girl Summer. Are you ready to answer these questions, Daniel?
I'm so excited because I haven't really looked at them. I just know we picked them out, and I'm like so ready to just give like off the cuff, like, like a little advice.
All right, I'm gonna start from the top. Well, you know what? I'm actually just gonna pick a random one in here. This is a question that I believe came through on your Q&A, Daniel. How do I keep my list low but my roster high for Hot Girl Summer? Love
this question. Okay, so for me, how do you keep your list low but your roster high? I say your list has to be your, like, the OGs, right? The people you want to put that time into, the people that you want to, you know, give your energy and your space. Because given, there's some times, baby, where it's like, I need to literally be home in this bed, freaking binge watching a TV show, eating bonbons, right? Like, I can't be doing too much. You have to understand where you are energy-wise. So that's what I'm saying. You have your mains and you have your backups. And
you have your starting lineup. Like, let's think of it like a basketball team. You're starting five. Five is a lot. Like, to me, five would be way too much to be putting energy into. Five
is a lot.
Narrow your list down to three this summer.
Two or three main ones, bitch. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's what we're going to be doing. Have your list, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then you'll be having your side dishes where it's like, oh, hey, I miss breakfast, but I might revisit them back in a bit. That's my...
Yes. Exactly. You guys, keep your list low. Your list should be 2 to 3 people max. It's the people you actually enjoy spending time with. Maybe you can actually be with them sober. You don't need drinks. You can do things. You can do wholesome things with them. And then your roster, to Daniel's point, are the people that, like, you want to keep on the back burner. You missed breakfast, right? So, like, you've got to revisit that, but it can't be with, like, your favorite breakfast ever. Like, you ran out of your favorite oat milk. So you have to revisit something else. You have to do something else. That's when you hit up your roster.
Thank you. I agree. Period. Also, just realize, like, with certain people, how much time it takes to be with them and energy, and if you can do that. Because if not, then just you have to reevaluate.
Energy. Daniel is so right. If you're putting in too much energy, it's not worth it.
Okay.
Question. You have it? Oh, you read it.
I'm going to go on your end. I love this little bounce back and forth or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. I love this one, Rachel. And Rachel, it will be the perfect one to answer this. Can you have a hot girl summer if you're in a relationship?
I love how you said I'm the perfect person to answer this, as if I'm in a relationship, because I'm not.
No, because you've been in a relationship before during summer, and you've also not been in a relationship during summer as well. So I want to hear your thoughts and opinions on this.
Yeah. So I had a very long-term relationship before the circle. About a year before the circle, I dated a guy for 3 years. And so I had many summers in which I was a wifed up hot girl. Those were really fun, but I was also a very different person then. And then I went through a little phase, went on the circle, had a few hot girl summers where I was single. And let me tell you, both are great for different reasons. I love my single hot girl summers. I also love, like, being a little bit cuffed during summer. There's pros and cons to both. There is no one saying, if someone's telling you that you cannot have a hot girl summer because you have a boyfriend, they are wrong. And do not take that shit from anyone, because you can still have a hot girl summer and be an independent ass woman and still have a very healthy relationship. So if anyone's telling you that you can't, you definitely can. Hot girl summer is all about what you make it. It's all about your mindset.
I love that.
It's all about confidence. It's all about what you make it. It's all about matching energy. It's also having your own energy. So many things, you guys. But if someone's telling you that you have a boyfriend, you can't have hot girl summer, they are simply wrong. Period.
I completely agree. I mean, it really is. Like, I love it. It's really what you make of it. I think this hot girl summer, it's about looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, what do I need to be my best self or to feel my best self, right? So, hey, for you, it might be going to the gym, or for you, it might be going less to the gym, right? Because you want more time for yourself. It might be spending time with more people, or it might be spending more alone time to focus on your health and your needs. Again, it's about focusing on what we need mentally, physically, emotionally, sexually, all of that, and doing what's best to get you to there. And that's what it's all about.
And everyone's different, to Daniel's point, right? Everyone is so different. New Year's resolutions. I remember my New Year's resolution was to spend time with just my close circle of friends. And Lisa from season 2 of The Circle, she was like, my goal is to spend time with every single person I can manage to hang out with. And that's totally fine, right? We're all in different positions. She wants to hang out with more people. I'm trying to protect my peace a little bit. We're all different, and that's all okay. And we all have different needs. We all have different, like, desires. We all think about hot girl summer differently. My hot girl summer might look different than Daniel's, which might look different from Lisa's, which might look different from Courtney's from The Circle. We're all different, and that's okay.
Simply, this hot girl summer is about being selfish, and that's the
boom. Team.
And that's the tea. That is what it is. Done.
Mic drop. I love that. All right. That's what it is. Next question. I'm checking on time as well. Let's see. My best friend just ended her seven. What?
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, you asked me, we'll ask one more question each, the hardest hitting ones. We love to see it. Let's give the people.
Yeah, I was going to say one more question each. I was going to pick the one that said, my best friend just ended her 7-year relationship. What are the best hot girl activities for her?
I love this. Okay, because she's asking about hot girl activities, about travel tips. Here's the thing. 7-year relationship. This is your first summer to yourself. It's like, babes, go big or go home, honestly. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, you innocents aren't cuffed. I'm saying, we're saying beach days with the girlies. We're saying wine nights, you know, with the besties. We're saying everything. I mean, like, this is just your time to, like, have fun, have freedom. Whether you're ready to start, you know, like, going to the bars and making out with some guys or girls, that's up to you, babes. You do what you feel is right. But again, I just think it's, like, feeling hot. It's feeling confident in, like, your single self. You haven't been single for 7 years, so it's, like, you're kind of entering this world again as, like, a hot, yeah, confident, like, single woman, you know, or single man, yeah, whoever answered this question. So I think it really is just being like, okay, you're like, and re-entering society. It's like Bridgerton. Mm-hmm. You're re-entering society. Going back into it. But no, as long as she's okay, as long as, like, you know, you're mentally okay, queen, and like, you're like, no, like, I'm ready to have, like, my hot girl summer. Yeah, get that bikini on. Get that one piece, two piece. Get that three piece, whatever they freaking make for you. Go out there. Just be with yourself. Come on. I love it.
No, here's the thing is, I fully agree with you. And I think that, to your point, that was a long relationship, right? So Daniel's mantra is literally stay booked and busy. And whenever anyone asks me for breakup tips or how to have hot girl summer, stay busy.
Yes.
Book yourself. Overbook yourself. When you are going through a breakup in the middle of summer, it is time to say yes to everything. Literally say yes to everything. I don't want you to have a single free second this summer to think about that ex. I don't want to hear it. You don't have an excuse for anything. Go. You are saying yes to everything. Period. Well, because
that's how we go back in, right? It's when we have that alone time where we're like reminiscing on the relationship and blah, blah, blah. You have to think it ended for a reason, whether it was on your end or the other end. So it's like, listen, do what you got to do. Go travel. Go take that little trip to wherever you are, right? Like, go to Disney, go to Universal, go to freaking Cabo if you can, go to Texas. Or if you can't, if you ain't got that, you know, the cash for that, that's totally fine. Go to the beach or go to the lake. Yes. Or the lagoon. Yes. I don't know what place. Go to a water thing. Go to something, bitch. Like
something with a body of water.
Something with a body of water, but a pool, an indoor pool. I don't care.
We're like, jump in a puddle if it's raining. I don't care.
Bitch, turn the fucking hose on and spray it on yourself, bitch. Like, I don't care. But I agree. Stay booked, stay busy, and just be with your girls. I mean, like I said, even if it's just a movie night, like, it don't have to be nothing big, but it's like, surround yourself with people who make you happy and who make you confident. And that's also tea. Surround yourself with people who make you feel the best. If you don't make me feel the best, bitch, walk. Walk.
Yeah,
walk,
exactly.
Walk. Okay, we're
going to There's the door!
There's the door, bitch!
There's the door, bitch!
Okay, last question. We kind of already talked about this, but it was how to stay mentally healthy for hot girl summer. And I just think it's like knowing our self-worth. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be about self-worth. It's going to be about knowing it. It's going to be about matching people's energy. It's about knowing your own energy. I also think that a lot of hot girl summer is associated with, I need to go out and drink and party and do all these things. But like, I think a big part of at least this year's hot girl summer is going to be balanced girl summer. Like, drink your water. Drink your water. Go on a walk. Yes. Go work out. Like, eat healthy. Like, eat things that make you feel good. Drink lots of water. Do your skincare routine. Take a shower. Take a bath. Like, literally, one of Daniel and I's favorite things when Daniel comes to visit LA is, like, we go out and we have fun. And Daniel will run around and we'll go to the bungalow and we'll create chaos. But by all means, we're on the same page the next day. We are sitting on this couch and we are not doing anything. And we are watching Dancing with the Stars and we are getting takeout and we're drinking water and we are recouping.
But those are the best nights, though. It's literally just like, it really is. It's like about being with people who like love you and care for you and are there for you. And it's like, there might be some people listening to this that like need to like have kind of a reality check of like, I don't feel my best when I'm with them. And then guess what? It's about being selfish this summer. Don't give them your time and your energy. Do what is best for you. And like, just, it's all about knowing what you need and checking in with your body and yourself. And don't worry about FOMO, about fear of missing out and all of that. It's like, if you need to be home that night for your mental health, babes, that is a hot girl summer. You in PJs, eating a freaking spoonful of ice cream, just watching freaking the Stranger Things, that is a hot girl summer, bitch, because you're taking care of yourself, period.
Yes, I love that. Oh my God, Daniel, that was so well said.
Thank you. What can I say? Also, eat like, bitch, I'm eating these salads from Chick-fil-A, these Cobb salads. Sorry, this is such a segue. And I feel like a hot girl summer. I'm like there with my, I'm like, I have a Cobb salad and I'm fucking eating. I'm like, I'm the baddest bitch on this block. Like, the other night, though, I ordered $30 worth of Taco Bell and I sat watching Netflix literally alone on the couch, nobody in the apartment. And I was like, I couldn't be happier right now.
You could not be happier. Exactly. That is what you needed. I cannot wait. I have no plans this weekend. Literally, I have zero plans. I am not planning on moving. I am going to like obviously go to Orange Theory because it's part of phase one of my hot girl summer. So don't get me wrong. My ass will still be in the gym. But don't get me wrong. The minute I come back, I'm getting in the shower and putting pajamas on and I'm sitting my ass on this couch and I am not moving. And that is my hot girl. That's going to be my hot girl weekend this weekend. And so that's okay. Jealous.
Rachel, you know what we need to do? We should do like a little movie night where we get on that like little app where we can watch Netflix together. We should do that. And like just like have takeout and stuff like that.
Yeah. Let's plan our next like BFF date.
Guys, do that with your besties. I love it. Rachel, I think this was a good, I think we needed this, like this episode for ourselves just to like check in with ourselves. But I'm so happy.
Yes.
Like, I even feel more like confident and just more like, oh, hell yeah, I'm doing this. Like I have been doing it, but I'm going to continue to freaking do it.
Right. We almost kind of like needed this episode for our own selves, literally, because before this we were like feeling super slow. Daniel was like, I just woke up from a nap. Like we are feeling super slow. I was feeling super slow. I was working all day and now I'm like ready to go. Like I'm like motivated. I want to like wash my face and drink some ice water and like be a health queen.
I love it. Well, guys, listen, I think that is all for episode 2 of A Girl and a Gay. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in these past 2 episodes. Again, we are going to be bi-weekly as of now. We'll see where that goes. We'll see if we're going to be pushing out weekly. But again, guys, literally, what is it? Subscribe, whatever, follow, comment, whatever. Comment what you want to see, what you want to hear. DM us. Again, we want you to DM what you are going to do to push the envelope just a little bit this week. It can be something really
tag small. Us.
We want to hear, because again, it would also give me ideas as well. So do this not for you, but also for us as well, so we can have ideas.
But also we are too trying to also be better. So tag us in your Instagram stories. We want to see how you are trying something new this hot girl summer. How are you spending your hot girl summer? You can follow me on Instagram at @RachelWard_. You can also follow Daniel at Daniel Cusimano. On Instagram. And we also made it a podcast Instagram. I just made one. It has like 10 followers right now. So please go follow at A Girl and a Gay Pod on Instagram.
And I love them all. I love them all. But yes, guys, DM us what you want to hear because we love doing kind of little categories of what we want to do throughout the day. What you want from us, what you don't want from us, what you want to spice up. Again, we at the beginning. We ain't perfect. We be figuring that out. But that's why we love you guys just for supporting us and being here. Because whether it's one person who watches this or 1,000, like we just love doing this for our people.
We love you guys. So, yeah. We love you guys so much. And we will talk soon. We will see you in our next episode, episode 3. Mwah! Episode 3. I love you guys.
Have a hot girl summer, babes. Mwah!
Bye!